following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Already, y'all doing all that? Like, for real? Like, the show just started, and y'all like, oh, should we call this Forget About Jay? No. What's happening, everybody? And welcome to another edition of Blurs in the Hood with me, your resident supervillain, Mr. Jay Washington. Yeah, I got the whole thing up because the other person is not supposed to be here because he's out being famous, filming on TV shows and stuff, and it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But I managed to get a suitable replacement who, depending on how his audition goes today, he might be replacing Winston in the full go round. So, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to.
Nigga, you ain't replacing shit. You ain't replacing me for shit, you stupid son of a bitch. How dare you? How dare you and your ignorance? You will never in a million years, ever in a million years, replace me, you son of a bitch. You apologize to me right now. Apologize to me right now.
My bad, ho. I sorry, ho. I didn't mean to offend you, ho. I just didn't know you were going to be here, ho. Like, you popped up like, hey, bitches. And I was like, oh, shit. This is what happens. So, hi, Winston. How are you? But allow me to, can I introduce? So, since you're here, allow me to introduce our special guest to rock with us for the day, man. He is one half of the Culture Kings podcast. He is from the crib for me, the town, Chicago. You see them everywhere. Give it up, Mr. Jacques Neal in the building. What up, Pimpin?
Hey, what up? You know, I feel pressure because, you know, at first I was being introduced as a possible replacement. And now, you know, after that, I'm like, shit, man, I should probably go, man. I'd let y'all figure this shit out.
No. We're gonna get right into our first segment, which
you finna pull this energy out of you, nigga, because I know what you trying to do. So as y'all can tell, Winston didn't have to film today, but he is literally on his last bit of energy. He like your gas tank when the needle is past E.
Well, no, it's been past the needle. It's been past the needle, and then you. I don't know if y'all know. You all have a reserve tank in your car, and you'll watch it go from like E to do this shit right here, and that's like, all right, nigga, I'm giving you your last leg right now.
No, that's the same person to be with their car, be like, look, I know my car. I know I get caught.
That was me a week ago, man. I ran out of gas a block away from the gas station.
That's actually the best, because what's bad is when your ass on the freeway and you run out of gas.
But you know, like, that's God's will at that point. That's God's will. Right away.
God had to love us, because it was me and two other big niggas, and we had just came back from doing a wrestling show in Danville, Illinois. And for those who don't know what Danville is, that's a spot where seven niggas, and they all dating white women, and those white women ain't the right white women. And so the white guys there don't like it. So we were driving back, and my boy driving, and I'm looking at his car, and it's a 200-something, it's like a 160-mile drive. His needle is on E, and I'm like, nigga, we done passed four gas stations. Don't you think you should stop? He was like, nigga, I know my car. We get 10 miles down the road. All of a sudden, you hear, and everybody in the car just gets silent. Then all of a sudden, the car goes in cruise. And over the horizon, we see a 76 sign lit up. And the car has to basically go up a ramp. And as it goes up the ramp to go to the gas station, goes down, literally just cruised out of no gas and stopped by the gas pump. I jumped out the car, kissed the ground, said, thank you, Black Jesus, which I probably shouldn't have said in that town. But then he gets out the car like, nigga, I know my car. I said, nigga, you almost got us all killed, okay?
Damn. So this nigga know his car can roll up a ramp with no gas?
how many niggas in the car, too?
Four niggas down in the car?
Like, three, y'all? Yeah. Come on, man.
That's not knowing your car, bro.
Jay, what part?
That's ruining your car.
What part of your journey were you on too? Were you like already at like a svelte Jay? Was this a I'm wrestling Jay?
I'm wrestling Jay. This was wrestling.
So you were lighter. All right, I wasn't sure if this was like in the middle of you being like, I need to make changes in my life, because you know what I'm saying. So like that's why I'm checking too. If you gotta get up the hill, my nigga.
Because it was you already know how niggas are. If they tell you they know their car and you in the car, if the car stopped, the first thing they're going to say is, well, I'm not pushing. Like, it's your car. You should be the one to push.
Nah, bro. You got to, if it's your car, you behind the steering wheel. You know, you gotta navigate. You gotta navigate. The other niggas who needed a ride gotta push.
We all needed a ride. Yeah, we all needed each other for this moment. We gotta alternate turns behind this goddamn wheel. Real quick when we get it started, streamlabs.com/blurbsinthehood/TIP. For those listening on the podcast feed, thank you for listening and catching up with us. streamlabs.com/blurbsinthehood/TIP. Get your questions, donations, all that good shit in. But before this nigga's gas tank officially runs out.
Well, and that's what I was gonna say. I'm gonna let y'all am I
but we gonna get it out of you first, and then I'm gonna go fine. To him, that's and then we're gonna get
that's
rid
fine.
Of you.
That's fine. Do it.
Okay. So Jack, every week we start off the show, we try to play catch up and let the people who are watching know what's going on with the show. So I ask Winston in this question is, nigga, what you been doing?
Shit, nigga, talk about everything just exhausting. I knowing that I had a 6 a.m. call, 6:30. I had a 6:30 call this morning. I went to bed at 9. I was like, that we going to bed early. That means like I get up at like 5 to make sure I eat something because I'm doing Whole 30. And you know, they don't guarantee they're gonna have whatever your dietary restrictions, like unless they ask. Ain't no right. promises. So I was like, let me fucking eat something before I go. And the next thing I know, I'm in bed at 9:30. Then it's 10. Then it's 10:30. Then it's 11. Then it's 2. Then it's, and I'm like, oh, nigga, I'm not going to sleep. Oh, this is what I'm doing now. So I had enough time to watch like the whole first season and a half of the show that I was filming on. I still can't say yet. I wanted to just get a refresher on it, and I got a whole season and a half in before I finally passed out. And I realized when I woke up, I had slept for 30 fucking minutes because I had just missed one more episode because it was on autoplay. So damn. I was like, oh, this isn't good. So I found myself at set today. I'm assuming you act as well.
Yeah.
In these streets working.
I know he's a host. I don't know if he acts.
Let me say this real quick. Y'all got the, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't cut your hair on set, Winston, but y'all got the black nigga hair that says I'm working. Like,
nigga, there wasn't no niggas on set. That's why. I wasn't going to let anybody come in my head with no razor.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody on set touching my hair. The most you'll do is spray some little water in it or some shit and then be like, all right, go ahead.
There was a gay white dude there, and he clearly understood black hair to a point because I was like, well, you know, I never know what to expect on set. So I brought my sponge brush. He's like, oh, no, I have one, and I use he's like, I know it's controversial, but I have Shea Moisture as like a holding cream if you're all right with that. And I was like, look, I've been buying it. I don't give a fuck because it works well with my hair. So it is what it is. So he was chill, but like, I wasn't going to let him take it. That and I auditioned with my hair like this. But it was chill. I had a lot of fun. I can't have Red Bull right now. Again, I'm doing Whole 30, so I'm not allowed to have any sugar substitutes, all that. And I'm out of coffee. I told Jay I was going to make some coffee this morning. I realized I didn't get any coffee before I walked out. I haven't got my shipment from that contest I won. So I just powered through. I literally, while I was on set, which was dope, the stars were dope. My homeboy who I played dodgeball with, it's a show that he's on. So I wasn't doing a scene with him, but as I was wrapping up, he's like, nigga. I was like, can you say that amongst all these white people? He goes, nigga, it's my show. I'll do what I want. And I was like, is it your show? You're like fifth build.
You know what's funny? Yeah. Just by you saying that, I think I know what show you're on.
You go to the private chat, but we can't say it out loud because I'm on an NDA.
I'm going to hit it up the private chat. But it was, if it is, like this nigga.
Hold on, let me see.
Oh, yep. My God.
I knew exactly who you was talking about, bro.
Yeah.
He's
the homie, man.
And he's the homie, man.
It was a lot of fun. The director was super nice. The stars were nice. You know what I mean? I got to like crack some jokes, which was cool. And then, you know, they were like, cool. That was like the thing you were here to do. So thank you. They clapped me out. turned in my paperwork. I was like, send him a check. And I got in the car and I took a nap for 20 minutes because I could not drive home right away. That's pretty much it, yeah, man. That's all that's going on right now. But you know, I got to ask Mr. J. Washington, nigga, what you been doing?
Nigga, I've been trying to go to sleep because I can't do it. I smoked two whole Blue Dream pre-rolls the other night and I didn't stay sleep that long. But nonetheless, I mean, I actually had some good shit happen, man. Two of the shows that I did for America's Funniest Home Videos have come out on Pluto.tv, man. They are rocking with me. One of the shows called Versus. It's hosted by Lance Bass, formerly of NSYNC. And so I'm on two different episodes of that. One of them dropped. And then I did a bunch of voiceovers for this new show called The Dub Club. And it just was, you know, doing the shit for America's Funniest Home Videos, voicing over the animals and babies and all these different things.
Wait a minute. It was you're going to lambast me for doing a show when you out here fucking the face of America's Funniest Home. You know Carlton used to be the face of America's Funniest Home Videos? You
still is. I didn't take that.
You were so disrespectful. You were so disrespectful. What? Don't you ever come for me ever again when you out here doing big things like that, nigga.
First of all, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, okay? First of all, you are going to be on the National of Nationalist TVs, okay? I mean, I will later. I mean, when we talk about that with drops about me, I will later. But so I did that, and it's been cool because with the voiceovers, they used a bunch of different comedians, and we all had to do like 30, 40, 50 videos a piece. And they do a top five of each of them, and mine have been like in the top five each time. And I was like, well, all right, I might have a future in this. So been doing that. Working on setting up some stuff for us with a couple of different Comic-Cons coming up for Blurreds and just trying to reach out to the homies and, you know, give back and, you know, just trying to keep it real with everybody, man. Just having fun and trying not to cry throughout everything because a couple of days ago, I woke up and it looked like a sepia filter outside. Nigga, it's been fires and smoke. And I was like, why does it look like Satan's walking down the street out here? And then there was rolling blackouts that terrified me because we were on your stream on Sunday when the shit hit you. Look, Jackie's, this nigga stays 5 minutes from my house. Five, okay?
So you know if it rolled through his house, it's coming to you.
You were on the stream and we all together, what's the shit dropped out? And then he called me and everybody looked at me like, Jay, what's wrong? I was like, this nigga's 5 minutes from me. If it rolled out his way, it's going to roll out mine. I didn't know what to do. I started plugging up phones I don't even use no more just so I could have some. But other than that, man, you know, trying to just stay busy and everything. So that's really what's up with me. Again, Pluto.tv is free. You can check out the Dub Club and Versus. I'm on there. Yeah, shout out to Vin DeBona Productions. I never thought I'd be able to say that in my life. I used to watch TGIF growing up, you know what I'm saying? So let me go real quick to the guest, Jacquees.
Yo,
what you been doing?
Shit, how vulnerable can we get on this damn on this
go
show?
Go for
can
it, bro. Go for
you
it.
You know, because yeah, nigga, boy, just nigga, don't boy,
just don't fuck up.
I ain't fucking up. Oh no, I ain't getting that vulnerable. Yeah, no, I ain't getting that vulnerable. I'll keep that shit to my grave. no, you ain't getting that vulnerable. But yeah, man, it's been a week, bro. It's been a week. Everybody, I'm sure we've all had a couple days, weeks, months like this during the pandemic of just high anxiety. So it's been a high ass anxiety week for me. So you know what I'm saying, brother, trying to keep his mental you know, in the right mind frame. But you know what I'm saying? We've had some dope ass guests on Culture Kings recently that I've been pretty happy about. Got some shit coming down the pipeline. I feel like, you know, when you're an entertainer, when you're in this business and you have a lot of shit that you're happy about coming up. But them three magic letters, NDAs, be like, but I can't talk about it. Can't say none.
I think all three of us don't hear about those letters. Be like,
yeah.
I mean, it depends. I mean, Stormy Daniels has led the way of people just saying, man, fuck your NDA. And just saying. Yeah,
Stormy Daniels also has a vagina and skills. So, like, that kind of puts up above most people.
But I'm happy for people's health. I'm up here just trying to work, stay alive, and fucking eat keto, man. I'm back on keto. So, nigga is it because I'm in my week and it's been a week and a half So I haven't turned the corner yet where I'm like, nigga, I'm in ketosis.
Yeah,
I'm not there yet.
I'm with you though, man. I did keto before. The doc said I couldn't do it though on the regular because my family just has such a high of history of high blood pressure and cholesterol issues. I would have to get it down first before I can do it because you're just taking in all that fat. It can really fuck with you if you're not already in a good place. So I'm doing whole 30 though. So I feel you. I'm a week and a half in, bro. Like I get it. Like just changing that lifestyle, son.
Shit. You ain't in tiger blood yet? Have you hit tiger blood yet?
I'm close. I think that's where my adrenaline bursts have come from. Has been from me just eating clean.
For one stream lab before we go, because this one I just saw. And I was like, the three of us have to answer this. Again, right. I got a couple other ones I'll get to, but streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Right. streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/TIP. Shouts out to Delisha Renee. She's one of our mods here on the channel. She gave me a great Streamlabs. She says, random question. Do you have a black culture unpopular opinion? For instance, I always thought Kool-Aid was trash.
Mm. I got a lot. Shit,
let the keys go first because I got to think of one.
Okay. Yeah, no, I got a lot. Watermelon is trash.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. Watermelon. Like this big ass green shit that you know they feed that shit is nasty.
You don't eat the green shit. That's how I know you don't know what you're doing.
That's what I'm saying. It's just too much damn work. You gotta like cut it and. This big ass motherfucking thing, you just gotta eat it and it's all messy and shit. It don't even taste good. It tastes like bland water. Nigga, that's what watermelon tastes like.
I'm gonna find you a good watermelon then, because that shit's supposed to be sweet than a motherfucker. It's not just supposed to be like water, it's supposed to just be like, mwah. What would Chappelle say about Bill Clinton? He's like, I know I can trust Clinton. He said, come here, little nigga, baby.
I don't know, bro. There ain't that many damn versions of watermelon out there that can probably change my mind. So no, watermelon is trash. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all my black kings and queens out there, but I had to let y'all know.
That was like the only thing I was allowed to eat on set, watermelon and hard-boiled eggs, because they were like, I can give you some Doritos.
Watermelon is thick, and I was going to say, nigga, what role was you playing?
I know, right? They were like, we got hard-boiled eggs and watermelon. It's the only thing that's on Whole 30. They were like, because you can't have Doritos. I was like, no, nigga, I can't have Doritos. That's the most processed shit possible.
Yeah. Being on dietary restrictions on the set, and not so much with like the meal, but just with like crafty and shit like is the hardest goddamn thing.
The one thing that I think actually helped me more than anything, I think I would have been okay, but it helped me is that with COVID in place, like for example, as soon as I reported to set, they didn't let me do anything but drop my shit in my trailer, and I immediately went to rapid testing. And then I was there for like 30, 40 minutes while they did the test to make sure I was negative before they let me do anything else. But then they also, with Crafty, there's no table anymore. They don't do that. There was a trailer and there was people in the Crafty trailer, and you can kind of see in a window what's on display. And you almost like commissary in prison. You're like, yo, let me get some of that. I want one of those. Mm-hmm. Let me get some of that. And then they just kind of bring you everything or whatever. But that helped, I think, because I couldn't just readily just grab something. I had to have him be like, well, this is what we got. And I was like, fine, give me the watermelon. Fuck. I was
like, see? If watermelon was so good, you would have been excited for that.
Oh, I was, but nigga, I wanted some meat, bro. Like, I wanted some food. Like, give me a fucking muffin, my nigga. Like, let me wake up.
So listen, when I was on set a week and a half ago, I was like, she was like, what do you want? I was like, okay, so can I have a water? I was like, do you have sparkling water? Then she was like, yeah, would you like a muffin? I was like, no. She was like, you want some cupcakes? No. She was like, what do you want? I was like, you got hummus? Like, she looked at me weird because I asked for hummus. Like, I needed as light as I could have because I'm trying to stay a certain way. And then people be looking at me like, yo, big ass don't want no hummus. And I'm like, y'all just haters in your life. But since we started riding on Jackie's about his blackness, which we got to deal with later. Winston, did you figure out your unpopular opinion?
I forgot. I have to think about it again. I don't know if this is okay. I got one, and I always warn up top, like don't at me, don't come for me for this. But I don't feel like this is something that is not held by the black people as a whole. I think we kind of agree on this. I think that while Beyonce may be one of the greatest artists we've seen in a generation or a lifetime, hold on, let me be here for this. I don't think she's a good actress. I think she's a phenomenal. Oh,
she's terrible.
The Beehive will still get fucking. They'll get riled up, and most of the Beehive is black people. But like, it's one of those things where like, I think she's a phenomenal singer. I think she's one of the greatest artists we've ever seen, as far as like putting stuff together, like Homecoming and Lemonade and all of that stuff. And she plays Beyonce exceptionally well. That's why Carmen the Hip Hopera worked, right? But there's a reason why, even as an animated lion, that like even Donald Glover was doing all right in The Lion King, and people were like, I don't know how I feel about this. She's like, Simba, what are you coming back to Pride Rock? We got to take out Scar. Like, yo, like, why? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I'll go a step further. She's not a good actress. She's bad.
Yeah, she's a bad.
Yeah, she's bad. Actor. Let's just be real. Why we gotta, again, ladies and gentlemen, I like to say this is the part of the show where the members of Boys of the Hood and Culture Kings podcast are probably gonna catch that work. Oh, well, look. Beyonce is not a good actor. It's just the honest to God truth. Like, it's just,
I'll be good at everything, bro. Look, I was a good singer as a child, then my voice dropped. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing now. All right, like, I'm just being honest. I can't do everything. It is what it is. So, and she can't do everything. She is in a position. Thank you. she is in a position of power that she can do whatever she wants, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to be good at everything she wants to do. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Also, you know, we're the fans who, you know, out there are trying to protect me for my take. You know, I'm sure I got somebody out there.
Did you not see all these? You had, let's see. You had this. And you had this. This. So there they had you, bro. It's fine.
I didn't want to say for the record, the fact that he split up when he realized it was great. Because at first he was like, so y'all just go. He was like, it's the Godzilla. So like, I was gonna leave me out here to hang, and then whisk the shoulder. This nigga was like, "Whoo! Thank God! All right, here's mine, and this is gonna get me. This is gonna get me really crucified. I know it. I probably got family watching this, and I'm sorry. I ain't gonna get invited to no more family functions when I come home or barbecues. I think greens are trash.
Yeah, you're trash. You're done. He's off the show. I've officially let Jay go. Welcome to your role as co-host of Blurred, sir. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Jay out here talking about.
I am having a very bad day. I am in no mood. This today is one of the worst days that I've had in a long time.
Stephen A. Smith is the goat of memes.
Wait a minute. This nigga said watermelon is trash. You listen to his debate on watermelon.
You have to be nice to the guests in your home unless they say something about your mom, and then you can slap them in the mouth.
I don't like greens as an unpopular opinion. And nigga, you just.
You know how many slaves? You know how many slaves had greens? Exactly. When they was told, here's scraps, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. Exactly. His internet crashed because it's disappointed in his ass, too. It straight up said, nah, Jay, we're not going to let you slander greens no more. He can come back when his internet works. So, all right. It looks like I got to dig deep and hold out until he shows up.
Yeah, bro. You said it before this started. I'm going to be on for 5 minutes. 25 minutes later. You're doing color people time in reverse, man. You're staying on.
I think what this means, though, because what I was trying to do is I was trying to. Are you back? Do you work now?
I work somewhat, but this was just the internet and the black gods coming down at me. This is the god of Rudy Ray Moore, Ella Jenkins, all these people.
Dude, your ancestors were literally like, you missed what Jaquie said, man. Like, your ancestor came up with that fucking recipe so your ass can have something to fucking eat, nigga. And you out here saying this disrespectful shit. That's why. They were like, no.
Nigga, Watermelon was able to provide sustenance on two fronts, is nourishment and water. And you sat there and disrespected it, okay? But I am, okay.
Okay. You came for a recipe that your great-great-great-grandmother put all of her heart and soul to make.
I didn't hate what my grandmama cooked either. I didn't like them.
Jay.
Apologize to the hoe.
Apologize to your great-great-great-great-grandmother.
Apologize.
And she probably was.
You know what? You can't make watermelon with love. You got to buy watermelon. You can make greens with love. You just said, fuck them greens. Can't make no watermelon with love.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that was good.
Tell me why I invited you on the show, Negro. Like,
that was good, Jackie.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
Oh, man.
All right, man. We still accept you and we still love you, brother. We still love you.
Yo, you see this, though? Bro, this is a piece of Jada, like, you're tripping right now.
This was the episode where we had executives watching us, Winston, and they were like, yo, these dudes are great for Black culture. They can put on, we can have them in the national spotlight. And then they heard that and they were like, well, bye.
Well, that's the end of this. Oh, God. They're going to be like, these are blurts from the suburbs. I don't know if we can fucks with them. I don't know if it's not going to work out.
What the fuck is going on?
Hey, by the way, we actually have a Streamlab from a few hours ago before the show started from Tyler Gosha. Thank you for the donation. Did you guys see the Brandon Leak spoken word from AGT that he did last week? If you haven't, it's amazing and it'll give you chills. I haven't seen it. I'll have to watch it. We can't put it on the show because they'll pull us because Roka just played literally the thing of the dude hitting the tennis ball in an old girl's throat, and that episode is gone. I don't know. Like, that's what I was trying to tell you earlier. Damn. The U.S. tennis pulled that shit.
Damn.
So I don't know if he's gonna.
People got too much time in the pandemic. They be like, all right, here's your job. Just scour the internet.
And all we did, you know what's so stupid about it is all we did was commentary on it.
There's a level of disrespect on this show I will not take. You know the level of disrespect? This is the level of disrespect on the show I will not accept.
Hey, you a goddamn mod. You better watch your goddamn mouth.
This is the level of disrespect.
We'll take that. We'll take that. Nigga, I will hire somebody to kill your ass.
as a matter of fact, Corey Scott Johnson, thank you for the donation yourself, but your unpopular Black opinion is trash, goddammit. He said, first of all, can we stop with these white women pretending to be Black? That I can agree with, because I think you got that story on another white woman that did that, right, Jay?
I got that talk about.
All right, so we do need to get to these stories, but unpopular Black opinion, he says, peach cobbler is trash. You're out of your fucking mind. Peach cobbler is diabetes inducing, but it ain't trash.
There's the demotion right there. There's the demotion.
But he says, I'm ready to make that move for my film career. What are your thoughts, LA or Atlanta? My answer would be, what part of the country are you in currently? He's in Chicago. I would tell him to push down to Atlanta, honestly. It's less expensive. There's actually way more roles for Black folks, not only because of Tyler Perry, but just in general. There's so many shows shot in the South. They'll tap you more for like a Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama for stuff they're shooting there than they will from LA. It's also easier to get around over there. That and because of Brian Kemp being trash, Georgia's been open for a while. So you have a higher probability, at least right now, of potentially getting into something than coming out here where it's mad expensive. There ain't really no jobs for the day job tip. And only like the show I did today is like one of like five productions that have attempted to come back, you know. So if you're making the move now, I would say go Atlanta.
And meanwhile, Tyler Perry in 72 hours.
Yes, he has. Jesus Christ! What is peach cobbler? What? Chrissy, are you white?
Well, Chrissy, she's from Australia, I believe it is.
That's awesome. White. That's international white.
That's white.
No, that's fine. I'll go get a photo.
She's not even white. She's Asian.
She's Asian?
Yes.
She ain't black.
That's fine. Yeah. Look.
Which I'm not knocking her for. I'm just saying I understand why she don't know what Miss Cobbler is.
It's fine.
She living in Chicago now with a Puerto Rican dude. I think he's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Ricans don't know.
Peach Cobbler. That's a southern thing, bro.
Puerto Ricans are like light niggas. You know what I'm saying? They like Miller light niggas.
Did you just say that?
But I'm not surprised. Stupid, I'm not surprised bro. Christy don't know what peach cobbler is. Like that's what I'm saying.
I'm pulling up a video of how to make a peach cobbler so she can see it. Now it's made by a white woman. I don't feel great about it.
I don't think but that's the worst one to put up.
I know. Oh, here we go. Southern peach cobbler. Here we go. Yeah. She's probably also white by the tone of her voice, but she's Southern, so it counts.
Yeah,
that looks good.
I would trust a Southern white woman to cook peach cobbler.
Yeah,
that looks good. Have your peach cobbler with a little bit of racism in it. I mean, of course, that's this flavor.
Yeah, they probably was the first ones to make it.
I got it. I'm going to screen share because otherwise this is going to be a 7-minute video and we're not watching all of that. Hold on.
We sure in the hell not.
Here we go. All right, so yeah. Like, you know, you take some peaches, you chop them up, throw in a bunch of sugar and shit, you know, brown sugar, nutmeg, all that, flour, eggs, put it all in like a giant dish, you know what I'm saying? Bake that motherfucker. Oh God.
Be blessed. Put that little ice, put a little whipped cream and shit on it.
Hell yeah. Yes, Lord.
Ice.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Jesus, that looks beautiful.
talk about what peach cobbler gets talked about when you said it was trash, nigga. Hush your mouth and sit here and take these blessings.
You don't do that.
Take these blessings.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that at all. Listen, let's get to the first story.
What's wrong with you?
Let me tell you something. Listen. Blurs in the hood, streamlabs.com/blurs in the hood/tip. You feel like there's something better than peach cobbler out there, you give us your recipes since you heathens say the thing that there's not anything good. Y'all is evil. Evil. Okay, damn. So I'm talking to, so right now, before he probably goes, I have one man who's engaged in Jacquees, another who is practically engaged in Winston, right? I bring that up because I know you all probably understand who this man is. This is Dr. Dre and his soon-to-be ex-wife, Nicole Young. And I say because they're currently going through a divorce. Now, Dre, as you know, became a billionaire. Beats by Dre made all his bread and so on and so forth. Well, it has come out, thanks to TMZ, what Nicole is asking for in the divorce settlement, right? Now, we know that when people get divorced, the wives or even husbands want spousal support. That's something to take care of them monthly and help with their expenses and whatnot. Well, I want to show you this from TMZ. Dr. Dre estranged wife's claims in legal docs that Dre was violent with her in the past. Also, she also ticked off why she needs nearly $2 million a month in temporary spousal support while the divorce winds its way through the legal system. The expense she lists are eye-popping. TMZ broke the story. Nicole Young wants $1,936,399 to cover her expenses. Here's the breakdown. Now, if I say the breakdown, fellas, I want you to give me your thoughts. For laundry and cleaning, $10,000 a month. Clothes, $135,000 a month. Education, being tuition and living expenses, $60,000 a month. Entertainment, $900,000 a month. Charitable contributions, $125,000 a month. Mortgage, $100K a month, cell phone, telephone, email, $20,000 a month. Excuse me. In all, she says she actually has a monthly nut of, which should have probably been net because I don't know if they put nut.
She's saying her vagina is worth that much, bro.
Monthly nut worth $2,530,000. That's an expensive nut there, fellas. Like, that's a hellified nut.
All right.
Okay. Taking into consideration the abuse she says she's taking, Sure. I get that. It's never happened. Do you still feel that? Do you feel that overall, this is rather absurd? $2 million a month.
No, I mean, honestly, can I say, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Go for it.
If she just would have said, give me $2 million a month, I probably still would have been like, that's a big amount. But then taking in effect how much Dre makes, I would have been like, but whatever, you know, rich people. But as soon as she showed that breakdown, I'm like, you tripping. The breakdown is what kills it. Like, the breakdown and how she breaks down what she needs the money for. I'm like, yo, either that breakdown is just like, all right, let me just figure some shit out. Shit is wild. 20,000 for a phone?
Bro, first of all, I have a couple questions that I'm confused about. Do either of you know how many kids Dre and Nicole have?
Let me look. I'll be looking that up while you do that.
Because I'm gonna tell you something right now. My tuition for Oxy, which was already fucking absurd. I went to Occidental College, was like 60K. I think it's up to like 70 now. It's pretty bad. 75 even. But that's for the year. Who the fuck's tuition is $60,000 a month? That's not a thing. Unless
they have two kids. Truly, who is 19, and Therese, who is 23. They have two children who are grown.
But even if they're grown, and let's say you're paying for their college tuition, so that's the first thing. So is this for her education? Because again, then that would just be up to Dre for doing that for the kids. They're not dependents. So that doesn't make no goddamn sense. So what school are you going to, Miss Young, Mrs. Young, from soon to be Mrs. X Young, that is $60,000 a month? I would love to know that. Please tell me, because they're ripping you off. That's the first thing. All right. Second thing is, you need $20,000 a month for email. First of all, Boost Mobile got a phone for $50 a month, unlimited data, unlimited call, and all that shit. And email, motherfucker, Gmail is free. I don't know.
You better delete some software. You need that
part. Here's the best part from the comments, though. Look at this.
Do you see your ancestors for 10 minutes after the monthly? Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm of this mindset, bro. I think she's been there since he really kind of like started his trend up as far as that goes. He's been abusing her. She deserves half. I don't have anything wrong with her getting half on that part. And honestly, I don't know what this temporary spousal support is. I did the math. I mean, it would be about $24 million a year, and you would much rather get half of a Billy. But I'm just of the, like, is it you're just getting that and then you're not getting half? Like, how is this working? I would love to know.
That's what she wants for the moment until everything is finalized.
It doesn't add up. To me, to say a month is wild. How about like, and how long is this finalization gonna go? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just confused, bro. That don't make no goddamn sense. That's $2 million a month. So you're spending $2 million a month.
Yeah. I think it's just I think she just was like, all right, what's the most I can get? And which, look, I'm not trying to say she don't deserve it. I'm not saying that at all. But she was like, what's the most I can get? And then it was like, what you need all this for? She was like, all right, let me just figure some shit out. I need a landline, a cell phone, and I need to buy Google email.
let me make sure I preface this too for those who are watching live now, will watch the replay later, and listen. Yes, it is three dudes. And I know y'all probably like, oh, y'all don't know what you're talking about. Again, no one is discounting her being there when he was on the come up. No one's discounting that. No one's discrediting any of the violence and whatnot she's gone through.
No.
But to say you need $2 million a month.
That scares me to know. Let's say that they are just together. I don't care who it is, man or woman. You're spending $2 million a month. You're going to blow through a Billy a lot faster than you thought. That's crazy. There's no way that you're spending $2 million a month. That is
also what entertainment costs too. What was the entertainment?
$900,000.
Shit. What are you buying a theater every month? Or you are having, you know what $900,000 a month is? You are literally having actors from your favorite TV show or movie come in your home and perform what they do.
See, I have a problem with charitable contributions at $125,000. So why the fuck Flint, Michigan ain't got no goddamn water? Okay?
Clearly.
$125,000 a month. How the fuck Flint ain't got no goddamn water? Where, who are you donating to? I would love to know that. Please, please. What is the name of your clothing line? We don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and what type of detergent you using for laundry and cleaning for $10,000 a month? Like, you using that special ass Tide, man? Can I get some of that? Like, shit, my shit be like shrinking.
That's also who is buying now the Tide. In the middle of COVID. Who is buying $135K worth of clothes? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't got nowhere to go.
Scammers. You got nowhere to go.
Scammers, huh? Like, yeah, scammers.
Well.
But yo, again, like y'all just said, you honestly have nowhere to go.
You have nowhere to go. But I'm just of the mindset, I don't have a problem with her having half. There's nothing wrong with that. Again, she was there from the come up. She's been abused this whole time. She deserves, which, like, to have. She helped build that family, which helped build that empire for him. So it is what it is. I believe in that. But the $2 million a month thing, you catch me off guard with that shit. I don't know, man.
If she would have put in there, she needs to pay her assistant. Because if you're saying phone, email, all these different things, if you say pay an assistant who that helps go to cover them that do all these different things, that would make more sense than breaking it down that way. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got an assistant that you're paying six figures, because most personal assistants ain't making no real money anyway.
What this feels like, the more that I look at it, like, let's look at these numbers again real quick. Nigga, this ain't an individual person. This is a fucking business. She must have some sort of business that we're not paying attention to. And this is the in and out of her business for whatever reason.
That's probably what it is. Again, yeah.
What business are you calling? What country are you calling on a regular basis that you need 20,000?
But that's the whole thing, though, Jay. Remember, if she has a full company that we're just not seeing the bigger picture here, that makes more sense. Now you're talking fiber optics for, like, your internet. You're talking about, like, phones for everybody for in the company, you know, shit like that. That's the only way that makes sense. That is the only way that shit makes sense.
So I want to switch to another subject real quick. Real quick.
You're not going to let me say nothing, man?
Oh, go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
No, you good. You good. I'm just saying. I'm sorry, bro. I apologize. I apologize, man. You can throw them greens in the trash. Go ahead. But I honestly, like, if that breakdown, and, like, the business part is a really good point, and that's probably what we're seeing. But if that I would love to see shit like this where she could just say, this is how much I want, and when they ask why, just say, because I fucking deserve it, and let it be at that. Like, you know, the fact that the legal system is making her say all that, because honestly, that's what it is. I think that's the part that's bothering me, is not the amount, it's the breakdown. And I think the breakdown is wild. And I think, like, she was just forced to say that breakdown. Not forced, but I mean, maybe she was. She was forced, or she had to have a reason to say that breakdown. So, you know, like, we should just get to the point where she could say, this is how much I want, and that's it. Like, I was married to this nigga, I'm entitled something. Like,
I don't think anybody would argue with that. But anyway,
no, I would.
Streamlabs.com/blurs in the hood/tip.
This nigga has frozen yet again. All good. Yo, I mean, it's these rolling blackouts. It might just be I guess he still hasn't gotten his Ethernet cable that he said he was gonna get. But all good. We got a donation from Eric Kirby. Thank you so much, brother. Unpopular black opinion. Jay-Z is the biggest overrated rapper ever and hasn't put out any good music since his first album 40 years ago. LOL.
That's
what
a lie.
Think about that, man.
That's a lie. That's not even worth Did you hear that shit, Jay? Jay-Z apparently is overrated, has to put out a good album. Look, here's the thing with music. Here's the thing with all this shit. It's all opinion-based. But to say Jay-Z ain't put out a good album is Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, that's insane.
Come on now.
Just if you want to go just from a contemporary standpoint. I mean, niggas in Paris. Watch The Throne. That's technically both a Jay-Z and a Kanye album. The Carters with Beyonce, also technically a Jay-Z and Beyonce album. You know what? Like, he's just with those. And that doesn't even include American Gangster, which was fucking incredible. or the Black Album.
The Black Album.
Come on.
Blueprint in itself. Blueprint 1 is a classic.
Yep.
Volume 3.
That's a wild opinion, but again, it's an opinion. That's, you're allowed to have it, even if it's wrong, you know.
Trying to debate, should I go in on my phone too? Because I know my internet's gonna go out, and our special guest is coming in pretty soon. So I'm gonna just have my phone on standby so it can sit there and look at me. Cool. yeah. So there's been a thing of white women who have pretended to be black in the past. We all remember, where's her picture? We all remember Rachel Dolezal, you know, the woman who tried to come up with the bullshit phrase she's transracial, which is not a thing.
It throws me off, man, because, like, she must have done some sort of, like, permatanning or something. Because, like, she doesn't, like, look black, but she doesn't look white.
Right. Well, there are Italians who have a dark olive tan. So, so if you're Italian, you can have that olive skin. That is a thing. But it's happened again recently. So, Jessica Krug, she was a teacher, a professor of African-American studies and everything, was telling the students she was Afro-Latina, and then decided to go ahead and release an article on Medium called The Truth and the Anti-Black Violence of My Lives, of My Lies. She said, for the better part of my adult life, every move I've made, every relationship I've formed have been rooted in the napalm toxic soil of lies, not just any lies. To an escalating degree over my adult life, I have eschewed my lived experience as a white Jewish child in suburban Kansas City under various assumed identities within a blackness that I had no right to claim. Y'all ready to hear the blacknesses that she claimed, though? You ready to hear the blacknesses she claimed? First, sure. First, North African blackness. Then U.S.-rooted blackness, then Caribbean-rooted Bronx blackness. Like, she went.
See, first of all, that's how you know she ain't black. Like, that's too much. Like, that's, like, no black person. Like, I don't, what the fuck is all that shit? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, you trying too hard. You trying too hard.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she would have been better off to just say she got a little Cherokee in her, like actual niggas do all the time, and we probably would have believed her. Like, yeah. Like that's all she had to say. We would have been like, that checks out. She's probably black. Like, you know, how many, like, I got that good hair. You got some Indian hair. Like,
went further in her article that she wrote on herself to say, I am not a culture vulture. I am a culture leech. I am a culture leech. She basically says, I deserve to be canceled. Cancel me. Like, all right, here's the problem I have with it. Like, yeah, you're admitting your fuck up, basically. You're admitting you were wrong. But the way you're trying to do it, please just cancel me so you can make yourself a pariah throughout all of this. You get what I'm saying? So when it all comes back, I allowed them to let this happen to me. You know, I allowed this to happen to me.
I have mixed feelings. If she's actually genuine about that, then all right, fine. Then cancel her and good for you for owning up to it. But there's a part of me, having seen that part of the world many a time, it feels like she might just be a sadist, and she is almost enjoying being shat on. Like, why do you build yourself up this hard to be like, do it, cancel me. I deserve to be destroyed. Take me out. Like, it feels, or not a sadist, I guess she'd be a masochist, excuse me. But like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it almost sounds like she's enjoying being shat on for this.
She even goes, I am a coward. There is no ignorance, no innocence, nothing to claim, nothing to defend. I have moved wrong in every way for years. This is her mea culpa, her trying to, you know, own up to a wrong, which again, yeah, you own up to it, but you've done this for years.
Yeah.
You profited off of something where people who naturally live that life, who might have that skin complexion as you, cannot get ahead. You've had that advantage.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
You know, Paul Mooney said it best. Paul Mooney has a great line that says, everybody wants to be a nigga, but nobody wants to be a nigga. Because it's the truth. There's a joke I used to...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would just want to say, I would want to see two things. I would want to see her in a black situation that there's almost no coming back from, and see how she handled it. So was she ever pulled over by a cop and like harassed or assaulted or anything like that? I don't wish anything like that on anybody, but I would love to see if she sat there and took it, or she's like, wait, I'm white. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's the first thing. And then the second one is she on the front lines? Like, if she, like, I will give her a baby bit of grace if there's a level of, like, I was out here in these streets, like, I was at these protests getting whooped up on it. Like that. You know what I'm saying?
According to what I'm reading in her article, no.
Then fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's doing that, but then she's out here genuinely fighting for Black people and living our actual struggle, fuck you for doing that. But I'll give you a baby bit of a pass for actually living the struggle. Yeah.
Well, I found the best part. She says, when I was a teenager fleeing trauma, I could just run away to a new place and become a new person. But this isn't trauma that anyone imposed on me. This is harm that I have enacted onto so many others. There is nowhere to run. I have ended the life I had no right to live in the first place. I have no identity outside of this. I never developed one. I have to figure out how to be a person that I don't believe should exist. And how, and as that person, to even begin to heal any of the harm that I've caused. Again, this is to make yourself the pariah. This is to make yourself now the victim of this situation.
Yeah. I mean, the weird shit to me is like these. I mean, look, I know white people are having a reckoning right now and realizing shit that we've been telling them for decades and hundreds of years, finally. But these thoughts that she's having aren't new. Like, when she was doing this shit, she knew when she went to sleep at night, I'm really white. Like, she knew that shit. So, wait, like,
you say it like that, bro. That literally sounds like a supervillain sitting here being like, I'm white.
Seriously. She knew. She knows. And so, like, these thoughts aren't new. She knew what the fuck she was doing when she decided to lie about it and do all this shit that she was doing. You don't start a lie without knowing the truth. Like, you can't lie if you don't know the truth.
That's true.
So, like, so why now? Like, shut the fuck up.
Yup.
Look, we're going to keep that conversation going. But real quick, I got a special guest that came through the building to rock with us. He is one of the stars of the new show Woke on Hulu that drops tomorrow, September the 9th. He has been seen everywhere. He's had his own half hour Comedy Central, NBC. The man has done so much, and he's one of my good homies, and I'm so damn happy and proud for him. Ladies and gentlemen, T. Murph in the building.
My right? Nigga, Jay Washington. Oh, baby. I don't think I've ever seen anybody hype Jay up like that, like, ever. All I do is be like, nigga, why are you here again?
Shout out to the Black man, man. What's going on with y'all, brothers?
What's up, brother? What's up?
Man, you know, I'm chilling, man. You know, I got the little arms. I'm trying to get my little Jay up. My little Jay, you know, I'm trying to get my little Jay Washington on.
You know.
You got the beard.
Got the James Harden beard going, too.
Bro. Look, we're going to discuss that in the show. They're going to definitely hit me with the James Harden at least once or twice.
Or maybe James Harden got the Troy. Maybe he got the, yo beard.
Yeah.
Look, what you say, Jay?
How's it all been, man, with the transition now? Now that you've gone from what you were working for to having it.
Yeah.
Man, you know what, bro? It's been surreal, but you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you did it, right? You know, you filmed it and you know, it's coming out, but it doesn't really seem real until, right, you know, when things are getting ready to premiere, like with the show being on the verge of premiering tomorrow. Now it's becoming real. Now I'm like, man, this shit really is happening. So, you know, God willing, everybody, you know, receives it well. You know, I know it's gonna be hella people that think we filmed this after everything happened. And you know, Jay, we shot this shit in January of 2019.
I remember you hit me with, I was at the gym and you were in Canada and you was with the homie. And I remember you was with one of the homies. Can't remember what the nigga's name was. That's how I can't remember. I fucked up. He's a homie, but I can't remember his name. I know this nigga. But like, you was out in Vancouver. And I remember back then, you were like, yo, I'm shooting a joint out there. And I was like, dope. And again, people think that because when stuff comes out, it's timed specifically because of what's going on, not knowing how film and TV is edited. All of us here have done TV and film. all of us know exactly. that you shoot something, you don't see that shit immediately. You sitting there like
when you shoot something, by the time the people see it, we've already spent that money.
Man, that money been gone.
You know, that should be, you know what I'm saying? Like shit come out a minute. You know, little animation thing that I got. And I fucking recorded that shit, laid it down 3 months ago. Now that was in COVID, but you know, VO shit could be remote. And that motherfucker don't come out to goddamn winter 2021.
Yeah, like trying to explain to people. Like I've been reading some comments, you know, because like we've been getting pretty good reviews overall, which is dope for a show, because I see a lot of shows get shitted on immediately, you know, and I don't know if that's because critics just scared to shit on black stuff at this point.
I'm that nigga that you do a review and be like, y'all, this shit's garbage.
So with having this show and like I say, filming it now with, you know, all the Black Lives Matter movement and everything that's happened, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, just being among the most recent, you know, and they weren't even the last. We know every day it's a new story coming out.
Yeah.
But now people are like, man, why are they trying to capitalize off of the black man getting? I say, hey, bro, ain't nobody capitalizing. This shit just still happening. So we're gonna keep making relevant shows about it until you feel like the problem is gonna actually get some attention. I don't care how many companies come up and be like, we stand with the black community. Motherfucker, we've been getting killed for 400 years. And today, of all days, you're like, nigga, we got you. Like, nah, man. We got you today, though.
Seriously.
I stand by what I said before, because we were talking about how Nicole Young needs $2 million a month in spouses support while they're getting divorced and $125K of it. I'll bring up the graphic real quick. $125K of it is in charitable contributions. Then why the fuck doesn't Jay? Why are you into? Oh, he froze. Okay, there we go. Why the fuck?
There you go.
Isn't there?
Because I froze on one, so I made sure I was here with.
It was a good move. It was a good move. Well done. So you're echoing like a motherfucker, but you sort of back. All right, he'll figure himself out. Why doesn't Flint have water? Is what I was trying to get at. If these are the kind of charitable contributions, then these companies that say they fuck with black people, one of them step up and go, "We're gonna fit the bill for Flint. We got it. Like this should have been fixed years ago. We're gonna go handle it right now. Put your money where your mouth is." That's my. You know,
or come and build up some of these projects in all these impoverished areas that are in these major cities across the goddamn country, like Chicago. I was actually watching something earlier, and Chicago actually has the longest stretch of ghettos, right? And projects in the country. Never knew that because you know
everything from down State Street.
Yeah,
that's insane, man. That's insane. But then you have all these people who don't have, but then you got, you know, all these other cats like, we stand with the black community. Only if the police killing us, what y'all gonna do about everything else? Like, help all the way around. Make it a better situation so that black folks are able to achieve something outside of just trying to be a weak-ass rapper somewhere. Like, this shit is annoying.
Yeah.
Yep.
And gentrifying our neighborhoods. One of the projects, and one of our major projects was gentrified like a motherfucker like 15 years ago.
Cabrini Green. Still doing that? Yeah. Oh, Cabrini Green, they tore that off. They just did that
off.
Everything that was Robert Taylor from 35th.
Yeah.
It's gone. Down. It's gone. All gone. Just when over I was there just back diversity, home.
Like on the north side. Oh man, I was so good. Where all the black and the little Hispanics used to be at. Oh no, they jogging, they got the bikes out. It's dogs.
Let's not forget Little Village. Bro, they didn't took Cermak completely over. Like, it used to be so much culture there and so much heritage over there for the Latin American community. And now it's all artisan cheese shops. Nigga, what?
Humble Park, bro. I live on the South Side, Jay. So my community, Dave used to have a joke about it, talking about how it's community gardens popping up. Like, literally, I live across the street from the community garden that he was talking about. You have to pay to get a plot in a fucking vacant lot now. That motherfucker's gonna turn into a community garden. And then, I walk outside, motherfuckers looking at me like I'm crazy because I don't want their dog sniffing up on me. Like, it's like, motherfucker, I've been here. I've been here. Fuck you and your dog.
Nigga, you gonna have to move. You already know how it's gonna go, nigga. As soon as this show drop tomorrow, nigga, you finna change your zip code quickly, nigga. You better quit playing. That show gonna drop tomorrow. You gonna see a moving truck at this nigga's house. Double us up. Well, we're moving on now.
So you gonna see two movers and a guy? Two movers and a guy?
Bro, this shit is different, man. But, you know, like I say, I appreciate, you know, black folks and black culture and just everything that is black. And I want people to embrace that and stop trying to change it, you know, or remove it, because we have to have something to relate to, man. Most of us don't even fucking know where we come from. So we trying to hold on to a little bit of heritage that we do have. So it's like, stop trying to steal all of our shit, man. Like, it's weird, bro. I'm literally watching, I think the condo that's next door to me, my homeboy bought a crib maybe 4 or 5 years ago, paid like $130,000 for his crib. It was a three-bedroom condo. It's pretty good. Right now, $360,000. Like, they're pricing black people out.
Yes,
they're pricing you out. And people are like, oh, get a better job. Where the fuck can they get these jobs at?
The same jobs that they look at our like resumes and they go, who the fuck is it, Deshaun? Yeah, we're not hiring Deshaun here. That's not gonna be a thing. Can't help you with that. Go play football. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how they look at us when they see like our names on resumes and they haven't even got a chance to see us yet. Yeah. You know? So
yeah. Yeah, whew. Man.
Real quick, before you go on that, I know you want to go there because I also want to talk about your character in Woke. So go and say what you was about to say, and then tell us about your character in Woke.
Well, this will kind of tie into that. So Woke actually talks about a lot of these problems, and it does it in a way where it's not too heavy. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of humor in there, provided by, you know, Blake Anderson. If you watch Workaholics, he was the crazy hill white dude on there. Lamora Morris from New Girl, who played Winston, and myself. But my character, Clovis, is like the polar opposite to Lamora. So Lamora's character, Keith, very whitewashed cartoonist, on the verge of mainstream success. And he goes through an instance where he experiences police brutality. And now his eyes are open, you know, and he brings it to me. And my character, Clovis, is more of the street savvy hustler, ladies man. And you can tell that he may have been raised in the hood, but he's affluent, you know, in other cultures. So Clovis is already familiar with, you know, police brutality or the fact that it's going on. And he tries to guide Lamora to stay, you know, the course of getting to the bag. Because we all have homies like that. No matter what's going on in your life, when they see you finna fuck up the bag, they don't care about your mental state. They don't care about shit else. They like, hey, bro, don't fuck up the money because we about to be on. And everybody has to cut loose those guys because it's a motherfucker that just want to be along for the ride, man. They're not really there for you. They just there cheering you on so they can help you spend that bread. And Clovis at times comes off as that character. Like, he genuinely loves Keith, but at the same time, he's focused on, all right, well, I got to get mine too. And I think it's going to be a struggle for Clovis moving on to really wake up, because everybody has that version of woke. You know, people ask me a lot of times in interviews, are you woke? And I tell them, no. I'm aware, because Jay, you know, and I'm sure you brothers know, if you say you woke, it's going to be somebody on social media in the comments. Yo, you ain't woke, bro. You ain't out here in these, because everybody, if you ain't protesting every goddamn day, you ain't woke. If you ain't a social media warrior, you ain't woke. If you sitting on here, you got a white fan base, you ain't woke. If you getting a job in the industry, you ain't woke. I'm like, what the fuck is woke at this point? Because I don't know. It's so many different meanings. And when you look at this show, you don't know. I'm not going to say you don't know, but everybody has their own level of woke. I would say Clovis is woke because he understands that police brutality is real. Keith is becoming woke, but in his mind, he don't think police brutality can happen to certain black people. You got Sashir, who plays Ayana on the show, who's clearly woke because she's like super black power with it. So it's all these different levels of woke. And then you have Blake, the white guy who identifies with the black people. And he's like, I understand what's going on. But at the same time, you know, man, it kind of happens to all of us type of guy. All lives matter. You know, that woke. So it's so many different variations of woke on this show, man.
I'm excited to dive into it because like I had heard rumblings, but I didn't really know much about it on a full level like that. The way you're describing it, like it sounds like something that's gonna like, are y'all releasing it all at once? Is it gonna be a weekly appointment or Hulu, so it's bingeable?
Yeah, okay. So you can definitely binge it. All the episodes actually tonight at 11 p.m. Central time, they all drop. So nice. You know, if you're Eastern time, 12 a.m. You know. For you all, shit, it'll be what, 9 o'clock.
We probably gonna get it to 12 our time anyway. That's how they do us all the time.
Word, that's bogus as hell.
Yeah.
So, man. But
the cast too. I mean, listen, the cast is so fucking dope. Just black superstars, yourself included, and I'm really excited to see it, man. Because listen, first of all, a show with all black cast, you know, supported all day. And then also a show with so many talented, funny ass people on it too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it. So, you know, Hulu, my Hulu subscription going to be on point for the next
I really appreciate it. Like you were saying, you know, I'm the newest guy on the cast, including, you know, the voiceovers and all that, you know, just the people, voicing the objects. Oh, that's something I left out. So there's talking objects in this.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be some crazy shit. So you got
What the fuck?
You got talking 40-ounce bottles and shit. Like you got Eddie Griffin, who's one of the talking 40 ounces, and Nicole Byer. Who else was is in here, man? Cedric the Entertainer plays a trash can. You have JB Smooth, who plays Keith's marker, who is clearly always talking shit. So it's Keith's mind trying like super black, super woke. And then Keith is like, I don't think I really want to do that. And JB Smooth like, bitch, you got to be woke. Like, it's the type of shit. It's trippy, man. It's trippy at times. So it's some really great voiceover actors that are in here. And I'm surprised they got half of these. I'm like, for season one, you got Seth the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, Nicole Byer, and JB Smooth? Yo, that's insane. That's insane.
Love.
Like, come that's on, man.
That's so, a great cast. Wow.
And I've only seen three of the episodes so far.
Oh wow, they wouldn't even let you see the rest of it. That's whack. Wait a minute.
They need you to pull the full season, nigga. They was like, hey nigga, you knew. Hold on, we're gonna give you
we'll give you a month of Hulu. We'll give you a month of Hulu.
Well, I'll give you a subscription, nigga. You want to come?
The press have seen more episodes than me.
Wow, that's fucked up. Wait a minute. That's
funny. They refuse to let this shit get leaked. They refuse. They got a fat ass banner with your name across it. Like, if you leak this shit, we know it came from you, motherfucker. Your name, big as hell, across the screen. So, I mean, I respect it. You know, I've been on them, but they didn't want to put out the unfinished project. So, I mean, with COVID and everything else hitting, they've been editing and doing things down literally to the wire. This show was supposed to drop in June, but you know, COVID shut every fucking thing down.
Right.
So now, man, here we are, September, and shit, woke about to drop, man, tonight.
Let's go, man. I mean, this is what we need right now. I mean, especially to forget just COVID, everything that we've seen, like you mentioned before, over the last few months, we're in another like essentially black civil rights movement right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the kind of stuff that we need to further push that positivity there and to get into more of these conversations for sure.
Exactly. And I honestly appreciate you brothers, you know, for having me on, man. Jay hit me and said, can you fall through? You goddamn right I can fall through.
Okay, nigga. You know, when you hit a nigga with the say less, you like, you all right, we know what it means. Nigga, if you don't show up, nigga, when I see you in these streets yet.
Well, then, you got to include him in the segment we do at the end of every episode, man. We're getting close to hitting our time. You got to hit him with the you know what it is.
All right, so this is perfect. So we gonna get to your Streamlabs after we do this, Murph. Mm-hmm. I got a segment I do every single week. Jaquish, you gonna love it. And it in honor of woke, I feel like this is the best possible segment to do.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, please. Where's the video? Enjoy.
And now, an ode to Karens. Brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes.
Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut. Asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Yes, this is our segment called Ode to Karens, where we take wild Karens out there and we find them in their moments and we talk about them. This week, we saw this on Twitter and we happened to talk about it on Game Time with Winston, I, and John Rocha. And this is a Karen situation, bros. Y'all gonna love. Check this shit out.
Thank you. The next speaker is Marvin Clayton. Wait. Oh. Hit it right in the eye. She hit it right in the eye. Okay. Stop that woman from moving the room.
Mr. Mayor.
She struck the woman. She should be arrested. This is unbelievable. Rude of you to struck a woman in the eye.
Let's take a recess here while we clear the room.
We're gonna call a doctor.
Let's just take a recess, Mr. Mayor.
This woman's in recess.
A doctor, though?
Oh, no. Bro, she flopped harder than LeBron. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Hold on, I did this on Game Time. I'm gonna do the reenactment of what this really was. Hold on, because it's fucking ridiculous. She straight up said,
let me set the scene. Hold on a second.
She said,
No words.
Fuck, man.
That shit was great. That shit was great.
I've never seen niggas get shot and react less.
Niggas get shot. You're like, hold on, nigga. Like, I'm gonna keep running.
Right, yeah, you see niggas shaking off when they get shot.
I ain't going to the ground.
With some notes. With some goddamn notes. Not even a full notebook. Some notes.
Watch it again. Grab the wrong side of her head.
Thank you. The next speaker is Marvin Clayton. Wait.
Bro, she gets hit in the right side of her head. Very lightly. Grabs the left side. Her ass straight up.
She struck the woman.
She like straight up. She had to notice at first. She was like, was that a... Oh, my Lord. Like, fell down.
The power. Oh, my God.
Man, I want to see her die in a movie. Like, I want to see, like, how long is that goddamn death scene gonna be if she get killed in a movie? At least 45 minutes. God damn it, Cheryl, fall.
Oh my god. I mean, does this other one on the left of that, does that count as a bunch of Karens?
Oh, that's a gaggle of Karens right there.
That's a gaggle of Karens. All right, here we go.
A plot of Karens.
Oh, a whole plot of Karens, man. They all sank in the boat parade in Texas.
That's my favorite thing.
Well, the funniest part about this that people pointed out, so there's this whole theory that, like, oh, you know, Trump's going to take care of the people. When he's just taking care of the rich people, right? So the funny thing is, the rich people go and do, like, what? How much did Bezos' ass make? Like, what, another, like, what, a couple billy over the course of this COVID and shit? So the bigger boats that, like, Trump and everybody else was on, they fucking sunk all these little ass boats from all the waves and chop that they made from behind them and shit. So literally what you would expect to happen from these trickle-down Trumponomics, Reaganomics, whatever the fuck, they sunk all the poor people behind them. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit is fucking wild, man.
Yo, so your president, your own president just goddamn sank your battleship. Like, that's fucked up. Oh my God. You sunk my battleship, looking at it.
Yes, sir! This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
Your own president sunk your battleship. Listen, we're gonna wrap this up. Look, before we wrap this up, I want Murph to stay here. We're gonna go through these Streamlabs real quick that I got that we didn't go through. So Kirsty, thank you for your donation, appreciate you much. Alberto Rios, appreciate you much, thank you for your donation. Corey Scott Johnson, we got you, thank you for your opinion. Eric Kirby, we got you as well. Tavishka Productions, thank you for your donation. He says, hey fellas, legit question here: what warrants someone being black? Is it blood quantum? Being half Irish and 1/4 Choctaw, I see myself as both white and native. Even if somebody is 1/1000 of Choctaw, they still have the CDIB and are a citizen of the tribe. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Please tell me.
I feel like white people have determined that was the whole thing about the one drop rule, is like you were doing the paper bag test. So even if you were like a 16th black, if you look as dark as any of us, you were black. That's why we say it. We don't say it because we out here in these streets just trying to claim everybody for our own. We're doing it as a safety precaution because y'all were the ones that put us in this position in the first place.
Definitely. And I mean, and the crazy part about it is it kind of relates back to what I was talking about earlier. Most of us don't even understand where we come from. Like, we can go and take a fucking DNA test, but who's to say that those are the true results? Like, I'm still finding out shit about my heritage right now. I just found out maybe a few months ago that my great grandfather was from Trinidad, which, nigga, that just means he was a slave that got dropped off on an island because he ain't originally from that motherfucker. Right. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we still don't know where we come from. So I don't know if, like you say, we didn't come up with what determines if we're black or not. Shit, I see Indians that are darker than me. And we ain't talking about Native Americans. I'm talking about Indians that are darker than me. These motherfuckers are chocolate.
And then the thing about black, for me too, the thing about blackness is, unfortunately, you know, like you said, we don't determine that. But one thing that people do try to put on us is that we're a monolith, or, you know, one black
person. We're not a monolith.
And, you know, like, that's such a hard question to even like contemplate, because it means a million things, you know, like it can mean anything. So,
and you know what? Yeah. That's what I appreciate you for saying that, because I feel like woke is that. That's why I said me and Lamorne are polar opposites. And even out off screen, you know, me and Lamorne are polar opposites, but that's my homie. And what people don't understand is black is not a monolith thing. There are so many different variations of black people. When you watch the show Atlanta, which is one of my favorite shows ever, you see Paperboy and you see Donald Glover, who plays Earn, and they're from the same family. Literally, they grew up playing in the same household, but they're two totally different individuals. And when we get around our cousins and friends, you can go somewhere, you got cousins that are killers. You got other cousins that still jump double dutch. Like, we all black. We are all so you stop making it seem like everybody gotta be, you either the super hood motherfucker or you just hang with white people. Like, no, motherfucker, it's different versions of black people. Like,
shades. I was gonna say, just like our various shades, man, different personalities, like
hair, you know, like, everything about us. But I have something that proves that black people are not all a monolith, that Murph and Jacquees, I want to introduce you to before we get out of here. This shows we are not all the same. We are all different, but we all have a special place in our heart for certain things.
I feel like
Like, bro, you just confused the fuck out of both of them. What kind of fucking setup was that?
Like, I didn't want to tell you what it was, so you knew.
No, I already knew where you were going because people in the audience. So we play that every single week because it's a funny fucking video. But that kind of setup, how the fuck that got to do with the monolith, the black people, and.
Nigga, there's so much going on in the background.
Let me have you. I'm tired, okay?
Yo, there's so much going on in that backyard. You got a Ford F-150 with a goddamn stage with wheels on it, with a chair.
Hold on. Get ready to unmute yourself. I'm going to play it again so you can describe everything you see. Murph, you gotta unmute yourself, bro. You gotta unmute yourself. When I click the video, I'll unmute yourself. All
right. Yo, all right, look. So this nigga here got this perm press out. I don't know who house they running this electricity from. Is that a Maybach in the corner? Like, nigga, what the fuck? You got a stage? You got a Chevy Impala, a Ford F-150. you got a valet suit jacket. This nigga sit on the cooler. Like, nigga, what is happening right now?
He's sitting on a cooler.
And they got them two church chairs up there.
them throne chairs that the pastor be having with his wife and shit.
How the fuck you got a keyboard stand, but no chair? Like the chair are sitting, nobody's sitting in the chair. That motherfucker's up there and you got a dead cat in a shoebox. Like, nigga, it's a lot going on right now.
Oh my god.
Listen, we have got to get up out of here, man. Before we go, I'll go to Jaquez first, tell the people how they can find you, then Murph, and then me and Winston will close it.
What Tony had with the skibbity pat?
You can find me anywhere at Jaquez Neal on all social media. Check out Culture Kings on the Earwolf Network. Fun little show. We got to get all three of you guys back. Well, Jay, we got to get you back on, but you know, we got to get you other brothers on there at some point. And yeah, you know, anything I'm doing, you can find out about it on social media.
Show.
Yo,
this superstar ass nigga right here.
Regular Seal. You can find me on any and everything at I am T Murph. So if you just type in I am or type in T Murph as a spell right now, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, it'll all pop up. I just want you all to please watch the show, let your friends know about the show. It's my first, you know, big acting gig, man, and I've been getting a lot of love from it. And you know, I appreciate, you know, Jay and you brothers for having me on, man. So please check out Woke. All right, premieres tonight, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you can binge watch all 8 episodes on Hulu.
That's what's up.
You? Yo, you know where to find me at the Swaggy Blurred. Right there. There. That. Right there. You can find me there. That's all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Y'all have heard my spiel before. That's the numbers I'm trying to get up this year because, you know, I did lose out on a big project because the other nigga had, you know, had 500,000 followers. I thought it would translate. Didn't really work out that way. But, you know, it's part of the game nowadays. But other than that, you'll see me on NBC soon. I can't tell you what's going on, but that's coming up down the pipeline, which would be dope. We'll be here next Tuesday, of course. Jay, are we gonna? We didn't even ask. We're about to do it.
Let's not put it in the private chat. Let's do it. Bring us all up.
Okay. Yeah.
Just do it like this.
Here we go.
All right, y'all already know how to find me: Twitter, Instagram, Mr. Jay Washington. Y'all know everything else about us. Plain and simple. So this is what we want from the chat before I break up and my internet drops out. We are wondering if Blurreds in the Hood gave y'all two shows 2 days a week, would you watch it on Thursday? We want to see in the chat right now. If we did Thursday the exact same time we do on Tuesdays, would you guys want a second day? All right, so we're going to look for that. Again, thank you, everybody. Man, Jaquez, bro, thank you for pushing through this. I appreciate you, bro. Much love to the heart. Murph, you already know, you my man, 50 grand. We probably, like I said, we're going to be on the stage at the Laugh Factory again, some shit when I come back home. So we already know how that rolls. Or we just going to be talking shit in the lobby like we always do. Like, it's weird now because the more of us that start doing things, you notice how all our conversations change. Like, me, you, Dave, all us, we together.
Yeah.
Conversations change completely now because niggas doing different things. So, thank you, Winston, bro. I appreciate you a millionfold because your ass was supposed to go to sleep, nigga. And
oh, you don't understand. Remember when I told you it was T-Murph, do you watch any sort of anime at all, bro?
You know what? I'm not as into it as I used to be, but I did. And everybody tries to act like, but I still watch Dragon Ball Z from time to time. Just throwing it out there. I watch the what the fuck is his name, man? The it's on Stars. I forgot the Broly.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen the one with Vegeta and fucking Goku have to fight him and shit?
Yeah.
So I watched it the other day. I was like, like that's my shit still.
Okay, I gave an anime thing before. I'll go current. I'll go basketball instead. I'll go the way Michael Jordan, The Last Dance. They were talking about how it wasn't the flu; it was a food poisoning game.
Yeah,
and you remember Jordan went in there, balled his ass off, won that fucking game, and then went home and continued to shit and throw up consecutively, like over and over again. I had just enough of an adrenaline burst to get through this entire hour and a half of programming. And then no one will hear from me for 72 hours because I slept 30 minutes last night and had to film this morning. So I'm done. Don't nobody call me because I'm not here.
Nigga, okay, somebody get in.
Hey.
Oh, I'm there for it.
Understand.
I'm there for it.
Look. Goku,
I'm here for it, but look, man. Look,
hit him with that special beam cannon, bro.
I can beat the Mech in. What's up, man? I knew this. I can beat the Mech in. I can do it.
So Jay, I don't know if you saw this, bro, but it sounds like they're about that life, man.
So it looks like starting next week, you will get two episodes of Blurreds in the Hood on Tuesday and Thursday, same times, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. on the East Coast. And we will be promoting our new sponsors starting next Tuesday as well. Is that everything?
I think that's all the things, man.
That's all the things. Man, thank y'all all for rocking with us. Everybody who stayed with us. Jockey Sneal, thank you. T Murph, thank you. Winston, thank you. Look, you already know the video. Hit it. We out of here, y'all.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.